Let's turn now to news from the world of Chinese media, because China is dramatically limiting what its people are allowed to see and hear on television, radio, and online. The new rules, reported earlier this month, ban depictions of homosexuality, smoking, drinking, adultery, and even reincarnation. And many analysts say it's an indication of where the country could be headed under Chinese President Xi Jinping. Ying Zhu is a professor of media culture at the College of Staten Island of the City University of New York. She's also author of the book 2 Billion Eyes, The Story of China Central Television. Ying Zhu, welcome to Here and Now.
Glad to be here.
So first of all, can you tell me, were you surprised by these new rules issued by the Chinese government?
I can't say I'm surprised. This has become, I think, the so-called new norm now, that there are always more intense censorship controls around the very important national events, such as the recent Chinese People's Political Consultative Conference. And there will be a very high tensions around this time. And depictions of homosexuality and so on and so forth, these are part of the immorality of culture that they see as a Western influence. So this is a part of the larger cultural cleansing movement in the past several decades. You know, it's kind of a seasonal back and forth and back and forth.
Well, then this does have very strong echoes to the Cultural Revolution of Mao Zedong, doesn't it?
Yeah, it certainly brings back the memory. I have to say, though, and I must say that, and this is a real reversal to the inroads that LGBTQ community in China has made in the past couple of years or so. Right around the corner when the regulations were issued, a very popular web drama depicting a romance between two high school boys was pulled off the air. And that's a startling reversal to the progress. And, you know, that part is very unsettling.
Now, if I may ask, how common is it to see gay characters on Chinese television?
This is a real sort of a new phenomenon, not common at all in the past. But we've made progress, and we've seen more tolerant. The culture has become more and more tolerant, at least until, you know, recently.
Mm-hmm. It's interesting because it wasn't that long ago that, China made news because the Chinese government embraced Netflix House of Cards. So this seems, again, from an external perspective, this seems to be quite a change in was there sort of a loosening of cultural strictures in China, and then this is just a strong reaction to that?
Yeah, well, House of Cards was a very unique case to watch. It became very popular in China, partly because it depicted, you know, the viciousness of politics, the pathology of politics in America. You know, look, politics is just as dirty in America as in China. So democracy is not so good after all. That's the getaway, takeaway for these people. It also, you know, the kind of excessive violence and the sex in the show, it happened in the U.S. It's not in the Chinese soil. So political and moral judgment don't apply. But given this new censorship regime, I think I would be very doubtful that House of Cards will receive official circulation distribution in China.
But let me ask you, more broadly speaking, what is popular on television in China now? What are the Chinese favorite shows?
Well, given the continued sanitizing effort of the state regulator, I think there are few and few things that are available for entertainment. But the local networks are really trying to cater to the youth-oriented audiences now. So they have a lot of idol dramas. You know, the dramas features these pop icons, and they are kind of a rather politically, morally innocuous, and that they can kind of diffuse any political tensions there.
Mm-hmm. Now, finally, Ying Zhu, I'm wondering, how effective can this cultural censorship of Chinese television really be? Because on the one hand, you know, they're trying to clamp down on imagery and ideas that the Chinese people may see through these television shows. But on the other hand, China is more connected to the entire world now than it has been in generations. So certainly, is it virtually impossible to stop the ebb and flow of these ideas, even if the censorship exists?
Well, absolutely. That's, you know, hit the nail on its coffin here. And I think the censors are completely out of the step with the new reality of a more open China. You know, these kind of heavy-handed, very militant regulations only court ridicule. If you look at, you know, China's internet, a lot of netizens are making fun of these regulations. And there's a huge amount of discontent, and people are, you know, ready, and they're fed up.
Well, Ying Zhu is a professor of media culture at the College of Staten Island of the City University of New York and author of 2 Billion Eyes, The Story of China Central Television. Ying Zhu, very fascinating to speak with you. Thank you so much.
Glad to be here.